Will they find a home? Sponsored by GEICO. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with GEICO. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at GEICO.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the big show today, cooties, ice in the mommy parts, and Jessica Alsman on Zoom. It's all coming up right after this.
Hi, Jess Hooker here.
And I'm Chick McGee. Remember the Off the Air podcast?
I do.
We're back.
What?
That's right. It's on the Bob and Tom VIP section of the Bob and Tom, BobandTom.com.
Yeah.
Just hook yourself up with the VIP and wham, there you've got video of the show in the morning. You've got all the Bob and Tom 24/7 goodies and you get the Off the Air podcast.
Yeah. And you can sign up monthly or you can sign up yearly and save money.
Try it out. And then, of course, you're going to sign it up. Sign up you and your friends for the rest of your life. So do it now.
Yeah. Gift it.
And now a message from the Bob and Tom Pet Care Company.
Here, Figsy. Come here, boy. Good boy. Whoa. Hey, Dad. Figsy's breath really stinks.
Oh, I know, Sam. Ugh. Smells like Figsy's been eating his own poop again.
Oh.
Gee, if only they made something to make his breath smell better. Sorry, Figs. We'll have to play Frisbee some other time. You're just like a furry turd.
Sound familiar? Does your dog love to dine on his own dog logs, leaving his breath smelling like a stopped-up commode? Well, have we got the answer for you? Oh, it's a peppermint-flavored lozenge made especially for dogs like yours. Introducing new Extra Mints.
Here, Figsy. Golly, that is some bad breath. Here, Figsy, try one of these new excrements. Wow, what a difference, huh, Dad?
You bet, Sam. Figsy's face may be covered in his own feces, but his breath is minty fresh.
Hey, Dad, look. Figsy's licking his crotch again. Do you think his breath is still fresh?
We'll never know, son.
Oh, God.
We'll never know. Hey, Sam, you know why a dog licks his own...
Yeah, because he can. I've heard it a million times.
Extra Mint! Fetch some today.
You asked for it, you got it. More Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
We're all in the same room, but we're socially distant.
Mm-hmm, indeed. And emotionally distant.
Yes, of course.
Oh, emotionally even farther apart.
Isolated in his own little booth over there, it's Pat Godwin. Yep. We'll get a song out of Pat in just a second. We got a new one coming up. And Christy Lee is in the Navy Federal Credit Union newsroom. She's got her own room now.
Yeah, I do.
By herself. Yeah. So we don't have to worry about her cooties. And she doesn't have to worry about ours.
That's right.
Wouldn't it be great at one of these endless press conferences? One of the doctors was finally allowed to speak. And he or she gets up there and goes, well, it's all about cooties.
Yeah.
Boys and girls.
Let us not forget.
Pay attention.
You were
okay.
Right.
All right. Okay. If you've got the
everything
cooties.
You've heard in kindergarten.
Remember
is true.
When Bart, my favorite cooties joke is Bart Simpson, somebody goes, hey, he likes a girl. And he goes, somebody goes, hey, Bart, did you touch her butt? And he goes, touch her butt? That's where cooties come from.
Right out of the butt.
We got Jessica hooked up over
yeah,
there.
Yeah, she's right there.
Oh, there she is. Hey, Jessica.
Is my mug on the screen?
Yeah.
Pretty, yeah, all right.
Very, very big brothery, even though you're a she.
What do you mean?
We look up on the screen. And
why isn't that big sister?
Sitting there watching you the whole time.
Yeah.
That's right. Oh, you look very nice.
Well, thank you.
What's
great
behind that curtain?
Usually
a window.
Oh, it's the window. It's great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's her closet, man, you know.
I had to text Jessica, as you know, her backyard butts up against my backyard.
And aren't you
backyard buddy.
Conducting legal proceedings against Jessica and her property line?
Well, that's...
shouldn't mention that.
What? Right, yeah, please, let's not get into that right now.
Why am I finding out now?
All I'm saying is half of that creek is mine!
We'll see about that.
I didn't have it all.
But I did have to send Jessica this text the other night. Hey... is that fire on your deck supposed to be there? Was that a fire pit?
Yeah.
Because it just looked like a flame geyser.
Fire pit. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Well, on a wooden deck?
Oh, yeah.
Boy. Oh, boy. Oh.
But I take all the precautions. I'm pretty OCD. I have a bucket of water there. I put it underneath just in case it'll, you know, fire.
Set the deck on fire?
Yes.
It had just been the first time that I had seen it, so I just wanted to check.
Those decks go up quick.
And then it looked like
a lot of air underneath them. Just what a good solid fire needs.
Were you grilling or chilling? What were you doing?
It was a perfect night. There was no wind. It was just, ugh.
And were you guys testing out tiki torches last night?
Yes.
Okay.
You do want to burn that place down, don't you?
Oh,
that is really.
What am I supposed to do? Because I have a wood deck? I can't afford a fancy concrete fake wood.
Really? I find it creepy that Josh is going, and how many tiki torches, and did you change the curtains in your bedroom?
We're not doing anything creepy, and by the way, those new panties look real good.
No, I'm so glad your dryer's broken, because I love watching your brassieres hang.
This new telescope is amazing.
I was doing dishes last night, and I think I saw you go in your house, and I didn't see you outside to begin with. Otherwise, I would have went out and just screamed real obnoxious, a big hello to
you. Yes, yeah, yeah.
It would have been awesome.
You would have gotten a rare glimpse of me in just a white T-shirt and shorts, because I forgot to put the barbecue cover back on after. Yeah.
So being repeatedly warned.
No.
Oh, okay.
Now, get out there and put that cover back on.
Yes, dear.
We have to, can you do the story of the latest in the saga of terrible things in the internet that involve the mommy parts of ladies? And these I don't know why these keep coming over, but.
This one to me isn't as terrible as some of the others. A new TikTok trend has women putting ice cubes in their vaginas.
Uh-huh.
Amid the videos of women using the hashtag ice cube in their videos, gynecologist Dr. Jennifer Lincoln shared her thoughts on the trend. She said, TikTok users are falsely claiming that placing ice cubes in their vajayjays helps with depression, anxiety, vaginal tightness, and vaginal warts. She cautioned that the TikTok ice cube trend could lead to problems such as ice sticking to, burning, or ripping the delicate skin of the vagina.
Ah.
Don't use dry ice. Yikes. Other issues include altering the pH level, which could cause an infection. She said ice may be used in a sexual setting, such as temperature play.
Sure.
But it's recommended that ice only be applied externally.
Temperature play? What, you want to pretend you're Dr. Noguchi with the corpse of Marilyn Monroe?
You don't use ice.
No.
Use ice on your nipples, you knucklehead.
We have to ask you, do you like ice on your nipples?
Come
yes
on.
Or no?
No, this is about the mommy parts. This is the TikTok videos.
What videos are they doing? I mean, I don't understand the TikTok video.
They're probably showing their faces. They're just the reactions.
Oh,
yeah. It's like a little jump shot.
They aren't very explicit.
They're not.
No.
You
got
to make sure not to leave them in there too long. I was with one girl who, let me just say, freezer burned.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Oh, now tell us about the one you were with that was so powerful. She turned those cubes into crushed ice. That's intimidating.
Oh, you mean Frosty? Yeah, I miss her.
She made barrel ice at one time. Remember that?
What about the girl that's so hot she'll flood your bedroom? You don't want that.
Oh. Every girl.
By the way, they don't call it. This is going to be a nuanced, subtle approach.
Yes.
They don't call it clickbait.
No, they sure don't.
It's very similar. Never mind. Go over a little better than it did. I don't think you should be using your mommy parts to, I don't know, make a daiquiri, frankly. So this seems so insane to me.
When's the last time you had a daiquiri? You relaxed, got like a strawberry daiquiri.
I've never had a daiquiri in my life.
Either have I. And I bet
really?
I bet they're awesome.
Oh, Josh,
oh sure.
Amazing.
Just sit back in a chair, a beach chair.
Like some Don Julio tequila in there.
When was the last time you had food in the bedroom?
Yeah, when's the last time you poured sauce on your lava?
Yeah, or a little chocolate bit of whipped cream.
Sauce. Chocolate
maybe
sauce.
A strawberry.
I'm lucky enough to have a separate bedroom from my dining area, so I don't have food in the
maybe
bedroom.
A little Tabasco on her toes.
You know what? Ice cream on your...
You know what? Yeah. Every single thing we think about you is absolutely accurate. You are clinical. You are. I will pollinate you now. It's the whole thing.
I am among a small number. I hate breakfast in bed.
What a thing to hate.
I hate room service.
God.
I'm in a hotel. If I don't
want to. And I live for room service.
You've never done whipped cream?
No.
Never put, have anybody.
I do enough laundry. That, right now, my washing machine is going 24/7. The last thing I need to do
so
is.
So that's what you would think of if you were having whipped cream in the bedroom. You
laundry.
Before I have to clean these sheets. Oh, my God.
You're not supposed to be cleaning the whipped cream off your sheets. You're supposed to be cleaning the whipped cream off of her.
Off your lover.
That's how it works.
Have you ever called her, hey, lover? Have you ever said that?
But
no.
I can segue into a really good dog tip that I just got.
Oh, God.
This is weird, but
yeah,
go
okay.
ahead.
Because do you use the squeezy, what's it called, Ready Whip? Is that the one that's in the can?
Yes,
that you,
Ready
you,
Whip.
You,
no,
correct.
Never, never. It's Cool Whip or nothing.
Yeah, I've
well, Cool Whip, that's in a can, right?
Well, no, it's in a
Cool Whip's in a tub.
In a tub.
And yes. It's in a future
ready.
Stew container.
Ready Whip is
so
in
so
a
you
can.
Have to take a spoon
possibly
into the bedroom.
Possibly a take-along chili.
So you take a spoon in there to lob it on there.
That's right.
Hey, baby, would you like a dollop of Cool Whip?
Yeah. Are you going to do the dogs love the whipped cream thing? They
no,
love it.
I've, my dog lady was telling me that dogs love Cheese Whiz. Because
mm-hmm.
I've been having trouble. One of my dogs keeps refusing to keep walking on our long walks.
Mm-hmm.
She just sits.
Yeah.
And they go, well, I'm done for a while. But apparently Cheese Whiz, you carry a...
My vet uses that.
I've never
that.
Seen Cheese Whiz.
Yeah.
I've never
it's in a can like cheese, Ready yeah. Whip. Yeah.
Okay, okay. Oh, he's never had a daiquiri. Never seen Cheese Whiz.
No.
Have you been to the grocery store?
Have you lived?
I don't buy. I'm going to go buy some. Well, I'm not going
to
go, but
now, I know
whoever goes out
be...
on our next mission, we'll get some Cheese Whiz.
What you, easy, you want easy cheese. Is what
what's the
said.
Difference? Oh, that's the
cheese
one.
Cheese Whiz is in a jar.
Oh, that's right. Easy cheese is in a can.
Which is the one that you... She told me the one that you spritz on.
Easy nozzle.
A nozzle, okay. I'm sorry. Back to the bedroom and... Ladies, so this doctor is saying do not put ice cubes in your private parts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At least in the front one.
Wow.
What?
So, yeah.
What's my mommy part in the back?
Well, the other part in the back. That's probably.
So that's okay, is what
no,
you're saying.
No, I'm just saying that's the different doctor, I'm guessing.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be a proctologist.
The front's if you want a daiquiri. The back is if you want a mudslide.
And you didn't want to do the story.
I never said that. I just don't think it's
that. Is that a thing,
bad.
Too? God forbid I.
What?
Yes. Yes.
Ass?
Ice cubes in the rear?
Yes.
Ice ass?
Oh, I've never heard of that.
What did you call it? Play? What was it, Christy? Food play? What
I call it food play.
Temperature
play. Yeah.
Again,
temperature
so if people want to think they're having interpersonal relations with a corpse?
Temperature play would
do the hot wax.
Your front part, your back part, your nipples.
Your body is sensitive to hot and cold. It doesn't have anything to do
no,
with it.
Sure, would be, sure had, be a lot better if I set your vagina on fire.
Have you ever had an orgasm?
I don't think he has.
I like
they,
times he
they
has.
Take semen out of you at the hospital, don't they? And they put it in. They put it in the mom.
It's the baby time.
I like mixing temperature play and role play.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah?
Like we'll do like a Frozen scenario. Like I'll cover my thing in ice and then start singing, do you want to bang a snowman?
What do you sing when you finally finish there, Josh?
Let it go.
Oh, we've covered a lot of ground there.
Well, we have sex, more of it in the news coming
Tom
up.
Tom not having it.
Yeah.
After
man,
it.
Loosen up.
I dated a girl that always had ice up in there. Always. Yeah. Our relationship was on the rocks.
C+. Well, there's that new show.
C+ for me. C+. Yeah. C+. From the Comedy King.
There's the new show on Animal Planet, Arctic Beaver. It's very...
This is from Jared, who works at Ready Whip.
Okay.
Dear Bob and Tom, I happen to work at the location where Ready Whip is manufactured.
And this is the squeeze one, not the one that has the...
Not in the tub.
Right.
Right.
Okay, this is that has that little nipple and you squish it like this and it squishes.
Yes.
A nozzle, yeah.
He says, I'll gladly donate a case to Tom if he will try Ready Whip on his old lady.
A on his old lady.
Let's discuss why you shouldn't have read that letter. First off,
well, no, she's not old, but I mean
the use of the phrase "old lady" would go over real well.
Yeah, that's no. Yeah,
I bet your old one. Lady would enjoy Ready Will.
I don't like food.
We all want a case of Ready Whip.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. Our dogs love it. Haven't you not gotten a pup cup when you've taken the dogs to the drive-thru?
They love the pup cup at Starbucks. Yeah. Well,
or their Freddy's, the ice cream place, they give them a pup cup full of whipped cream.
There's a little ramekin of
dog
whipped cream.
Loves it.
Ask for a pup cup at Starbucks.
And again, this all started with, because this dog trainer that I know was saying that... Is it Cheese Whiz? Which is the one that has the
easy
nozzle?
Easy cheese.
She said, get that, because one of my dogs, as I keep telling you, she will get 1,000 yards from my house and she just sits and won't go anymore.
My veterinarian uses that when she takes care of my dog.
Exactly. Yeah. Same here. Yeah.
Uh-huh. They use Easy Cheese.
How did I not know about this trick?
I don't know. Because I bet your vet does it.
Yep.
Don't we go to the same vet? I think.
Oh, my God.
Maybe she likes you more.
Dr. Bartz? Mm-hmm.
I doubt it, but
You know, I don't know if it's the quarantine. I don't know if it's just you. You and I are going to have to reach an agreement of not seeing each other ever again. Okay? I know this is going to make the show a little tough.
Did you know about this cheese thing?
Well, yes.
I immediately like a guy who uses the phrase old lady. I don't know why.
I don't either. I've always loved it
when somebody goes, my old lady doesn't. It never sounds derogatory.
It's sweet when they say it.
Yeah. Right.
How are you
How
are you and your old lady doing?
I can't stand it when someone says the wife. It's like the car.
Yeah, if they're being serious, I don't like it. But if they're being sort of...
Hey, I had to stay at the house with the wife.
Ugh.
Yeah, that's bad.
Yeah,
that's bad.
I'm sorry. So, we're not
going to... He's going to send you a case if you will try it on your old lady.
He's not going to try it.
I don't like
food
in the bed,
ever. Well, don't mess up a case
ever.
For the rest of us.
You can still use it in the kitchen.
Exactly. Say you're going to use it on...
Sit around the table.
This isn't the stuff you can spray in your gas cooktop and it flames up, is it? I love that stuff.
No, that's Pam.
Oh, I love that.
It gets sucked back into the can and explode like a grenade.
God.
That kill, I love that.
Hey, Tom?
Yes?
Several texters are asking, if your old lady isn't into Cool Whip, what is she into?
That's a valid question.
Yeah.
Do you even know what your old lady's into?
I've been trying to figure that out now for 9 years.
Oh, I guarantee she's not into being called old lady.
Yes. Yeah. That's a certainty. Got that down.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. So the new song from Pat Godwin's going to have to wait.
Oh, yeah.
What the hell?
We have a sex story that will kind of tie right in.
Okay, what is it?
While many couples are struggling to even tolerate each other's presence during our social distancing, others are taking advantage of the extra time alone to get extra romantic. See, Tom?
Okay.
About 13% of adults nationwide admitted to having more frequent sex in the past few weeks, according to a recent YouGov poll of more than 24,000 adults in the United States.
That's a low number.
Sex experts say these intimate activities are natural stress relievers.
13% is not a big number.
More frequent, not just 13% are having sex, having more frequent sex.
So it's up.
So if you're a once a week, or now you're doing it two or three times a week.
It's probably, I bet.
Well. Hey, you want to bang this out or not?
You want to do it?
We ain't got nothing else to do.
Hey, old lady, you want to go bang?
Hey, I got a new move. I call it COVID-69. Get it?
Crockpot's going to take an hour.
Hey, Junior, go ask your mom if she's in the mood. I ain't getting up unless she is.
That's right. Drag the kid into it.
The crock pot in an hour?
What are you making?
Yeah, no joke. That's 6 hours.
Maybe Instapot. Instapot.
Okay.
I wouldn't know.
That's a nice letter and a nice offer.
Isn't that nice?
Mm-hmm.
I do like
We've replied. I think he's
The Ready Whip is fun.
Yeah,
it is fun.
Yeah. But not in the bedroom, because then you have... ants all over your sheets.
Yeah, that's right. You leave it there for 3 days.
God,
where do you live? The Serengeti? How are you attracting bugs in your
outside? Well, I'm not.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.